Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sci-Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sci-Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sci-Guy and Rex. It's time.
The entire world. I am not one half of those dudes. I am not the top hunk of pop punk and the brains behind America's favorite wrestling themed Ramones core pop punk band, the Razor Ramones. I am not Rex Razor Sharp, but I am joining him as always on this arduous journey of a nightmare, the host of Sun Guys Wrestling Show, the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of the Sign of the Times. I am the Simon Gotch to his Sin Cara, so if you see us in catering, separate us. And please welcome to the show the genius known only as Sun Guy. Sun Guy, how am I doing, brother? Not too badly. Not too badly this week. Myself is Rex Razor Sharp. Oh, not too badly, eh? So only partly badly. I would say so, yes. I see. Now, I don't think I mentioned this in the past couple of episodes. I need to make sure people know this. I love marshmallows. All right, go ahead and let them know. Okay. I love marshmallows because it's the only food I hate because I love it so. Oh, okay. All right. So, Sign Guy, what's the scuttlebutt around the old water cooler? Well, the scuttlebutt this week, Casey Carlisle is on her way to the Pacific Northwest. She has officially been booked here in the Pacific Northwest. I see. So, you mean the Casey Carlisle that was the former NWA World's Women's Champion, the Casey Carlisle that produces such great DVDs, autographed pictures and t-shirts available at CaseyCarlisle.com. That's CaseyCarlisle.com for all of our gift-giving needs. That is the one. Huh. So, where will fans be able to see Casey Carlisle perform there in the Pacific Northwest? Where is she going to be wrestling? Whom will she be fighting? Well, my understanding is, so far, in September, she will be at Suquamish Championship Wrestling in Paulsbo, Washington, tag-teaming with a guy named Mr. Fitness, and whoa, pause. Is it the Mr. Fitness from Ohio, Slim Tremens? It is not myself as Rex Sharp. No, this is a totally separate Mr. Fitness, whom is no relation at all to Slim Tremens. I verified this. All right, go ahead. Go on. They will be taking on the team of Adam X and Phantasma Ekis. And that is... Whoa, pause it. Is that the Phantasma Ekis that was on this very program a couple of weeks ago? It is the same Phantasma Ekis. She will be tag team with Adam X. Huh. All right, go ahead. Then, she will be appearing at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, where, to my knowledge, she will be wrestling one Sunny Days. Oh, Sunny Days, huh? That's right. Now, is Sunny Days any relation to Darkest Night? Also, I love marshmallows. I think that's a sore subject. I don't want to dredge up that whole thing, because I believe some people still find it a very, very sensitive subject, especially, I believe, Zane Paisley. Oh, Zane Paisley, who hasn't sent us a meme in months. He was our only fan, and now we're memeless. Just memeless. He doesn't care about us anymore, doesn't care in the least. Gallivanting around the country, showing up to towns Raw had been the week before, like he's Lee Marshall, not memeing at us. Doesn't care. Doesn't care that I love marshmallows. You have a solid point there. Very solid point. Now, also around the old water cooler, I understand Gary Marshall, the famed director, passed away. Yeah. Now, this Gary Marshall, he created such shows as Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. He did the movie Big. A lot of big time stuff. All of it I hated. Hated every second of every piece of film he ever created because I loved it so. So what was your favorite Gary Marshall work? None of it, because I hate all of it, because it's the only film I'll ever watch in my life ever, because I love every second of Gary Marshall's work, because I hate all of it and despise it and will never watch it. Huh. So I'm going to say probably the episode of Happy Days where Mork first appeared. Yeah, probably. Probably, because Mork would love marshmallows, and I love marshmallows. All right. Now, speaking of marshmallows, which you love, Zane Paisley, the aforementioned lack of meme-creating Zane Paisley, discovered, apparently, a s'more-flavored beer, which presumably would mean there's marshmallow-flavored beer on the market. It was my only dream of life for marshmallow-flavored beer to be a thing. That would is the happiest I'll ever be, because I hate myself. I hate beer because I love it so. I'm just too overwhelmed with emotion now. Just talk amongst yourself. Okay, I will. So apparently, QT Vokes' least favorite beer in the history of beer, now something that Rex can buy and teach his students how to drink. So when school starts up, he'll be just chugging away at that s'more-flavored beer, saying, listen up, you student geeks. This is how you drink beer. And then, you know, they'll have dozens and dozens, presumably, students walking around drunk on s'mores beer. That's my only dream in life, and it's almost reality. All right. Well, I'm glad to see that your dream in life has come true, because apparently mine also has. Get Sign Guy into Gouge, the hashtag, has worked. I have been told I have an open invitation to Gouge. Open invitation, so I'll be headed to Gouge at some point, sometime, somewhere. I think there's beer involved. I think so. I think they have a similar payoff system to Alaska.
I'll be busy drinking all of the spore flavor beer I can get, because that's the only thing I've ever loved in my life, ever. Nothing else matters.
Oh, well, I understand. Maybe you could catch it on video or something. The tears don't obscure your vision too much. Now, I believe we've hit total tease. this week I've been sampling a jasmine tea from Celestial Teas. I enjoy it. I enjoy the jasmine tea. Now let me ask you something. This jasmine tea, does it take a pinch of honey to make it palatable? I've not put honey in it per se. A little bit of sugar on occasion, but I can drink it without the sugar as well and not lose any of the good jasmine flavor out of it. I think it stands alone if you want to drink it alone. Huh. Very good. Yeah. I wish they had marshmallow tea. Have you considered writing to the Celestial Tea Company or perhaps Bigelow or even Stash, who is a great tea company, and telling them of your idea of a marshmallow-flavored tea? No, because I hate marshmallows. Hate them with a passion. Can't stand marshmallows because they're the only thing I've ever loved in my life. Ever. Ever. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hate to say it, but I believe we've hit that part of the show. So you want me to say it already? I think you can if you want. All right, then hit that music. Episode we review, we transcribe said scene, and then we recreate it for you, the listener, at no additional cost. Tonight, I, Rex Razor Sharp, shall be portraying Eva Marie Nelson, while Song I portrays Natty Neidhart. And sing. At the wedding, I hate even doing this because I feel so rude right now. TJ is excited about coming and he really wants to be there for you and Jonathan. And I don't want to not invite him to the wedding, but I also don't want to have drama at your wedding. The placements for the tables, if there's any way that you could just organically maybe move me away from TJ, put me with your family, or put me with Eileen, or put me with the catering people, or whatever. That's so weird. The wedding's in a week. It's already made. I love you, but it's all I ask. I never ask for anything. I just want to go to your wedding and feel pretty and be there for you and just have a nice day. I mean, I'll call my mom and see what we can do. Yeah, I love your mom. She's so cute. She's just like my mom. Thank you. That's all I ask. I'm going to let you get back to your stuff. Okay. You look great. Bye, Eva. I'll see you later. And sing. Song guy, what was this? This was a scene that bridged two of the major storylines in this episode. Eva Marie, a week away from her wedding, was doing a photo shoot for Muscle and Fitness Hers. And in walks Natty under the guise of moral support, but she wasn't there for moral support. Oh, no. She was there to talk Eva into taking the table settings and moving them around organically, she said, so Natty would be sitting with Eva Marie's weird family and TJ would be sitting presumably with some other group of people without his wife. Because she thought no one would notice if it's Eva's dad, mom, brothers, and Natty. And over at the other table, it's TJ, the Usos, Trinity, and some random member of Eva Marie's family, like maybe one of the brothers. No one would notice that in Natty's opinion, but Eva was catching on. She's like, we've already made seating assignments, and people cannot commingle at this wedding at all. They have to sit in an assigned seat and only talk to the people directly seated next to them. No commingling at this wedding. We don't want anyone to associate with anyone that is not assigned to their table. So then, Natty's quick thinking gave her this idea. She thought, well, maybe if I hit on Eva's mom, they'll move me to sit next to her. So she's talking about how much she loved her mom. And then she reminds me of my mom, which was really, really weird, extremely weird, which set up a theme throughout this whole episode of some extremely inappropriate family dynamics. All through the episode, extremely inappropriate family dynamics. Natty, no exception. She's like, well, I kind of want to be with your mom because it reminds me of when I'm with my mom, which was weird, really weird. Eva thought it was weird. Eva just wanted to go back and finish her magazine shoot and then see if she couldn't just maybe cancel Natty and TJ from the whole wedding. Now, Sangai, let me ask you this. Natty said specifically that TJ was really looking forward to this wedding and she didn't want to not invite him, but yet, when TJ and Natty got to the hotel in California for the wedding, TJ said he wanted to stay home. He didn't want to go to this wedding. Didn't care if he was there or not. And Natty specifically wanted to have him uninvited. Didn't care that TJ was at the wedding or not. She'd rather he not be there. She went out of her way to make sure he knew that he wasn't welcome. Why didn't she just ask Eva to not allow TJ to go? Maybe talk to TJ, say, do you really want to go to this wedding? He would have said no, and the whole problem would have been solved, and then everyone could have gone out for marshmallows. I didn't understand that at all either. She made it seem like she had already spoken to TJ, and he was refusing to miss the wedding because he was determined to be there for Eva and Jonathan, whom he barely ever associated with ever in his life. But yet, he would have rather been sitting at home, would have rather been like talking to Machiavelli about how he hopes he doesn't have his laundry dumped on the yard anymore. He'd rather like maybe take in a movie. Whoa, pause. What movie do you think that TJ would have seen, keeping in mind this would have been filmed sometime in 2013? I think he would have went to one of those college movie theaters and seen a showing of Star Trek IV. I think they would have shown Star Trek IV at one of those artsy college theaters, and TJ would have went to see that. Star Trek IV, that's from over a year ago. I thought no movies ever existed because it just goes out of people's heads and they can't remember past 5 minutes ago. I know I can't. Nope, some people do remember stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, so it's possible that's what he did. Now, maybe he went to a more contemporary theater. And if so, let's see, say this came out in the year 2013, did you? Well, yeah, that's clearly when this episode of Total Divas that we watched here in Season 3 happened. So presumably, TJ would have watched a movie that was released in the year 2013. So 3 years ago, more or less. In that case, I have to think he would have watched I'm going to say he watched The Heat. Oh, The Heat. All right, with Sandra Bullock, huh? Yeah, I believe so. All right, there you go. Now, Sign Guy, who did you hate this episode? Well, I'll tell you. Number one on my most hated list this week, I had... Let's see. Natty. Do tell. Well, Natty this week, that's awful. That's awful. Now, we talked about the inappropriateness where she's hitting on Eva's mom and wanted to sit with Eva's family, or some random broad named Eileen whom we don't know anything about, never was mentioned before or since on this show, but Natty just got this extreme excitedness about sitting with Eileen, and then whoa, pause. Just take a guess. Whom do you think this Eileen was? Whom is it that had Natty so enamored she was willing to forget TJ existed and sit there with Eileen for several hours? I'm gonna guess Eileen was Eva's strength and conditioning coach that Jonathan had hired leading up to this photo shoot. Oh, I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. And you think old Natty just wanted to sit there next to Eileen and make out with Eileen in front of TJ, teach him a lesson, huh? Yeah, I think that's probably close to the actual truth of it. Now, Natty, this episode, at her Thez's awful worst, just completely annoying, reverted back to mentality of a 10-year-old the entire episode, just screaming at poor TJ the whole time. She's like, I don't want any drama during this weekend except for right now when I scream at you and act like an idiot and start throwing stuff and screaming and making a spectacle of myself in public. But I don't want any drama. Just did the opposite of what she said time after time after time. Can you imagine anyone saying something and then claiming the exact opposite seconds later, Rex? I don't think that's ever happened in the history of humankind ever. Not once. It'd be news to me if it did. But Natty just kept doing that time after time after time after time after time after time in this episode. And the worst thing, before they ever got to the wedding, they're at television, and Natty's laughing and all pleased because Summer Rae had the valet loser the keys to her car, and Seamus was telling everyone, so Natty's all pleased. But here comes Fandango, old shirtless Fandango, who was wearing a shirt, and he asked Natty what was going on because TJ sent him some sort of text. He was never specific what was in this text, but it was enough to ask him what was going on. And then Natty just gets livid at poor shirtless old Fandango. than, oh, what do you know, and everything's fine, don't you worry, because everything's fine, when Shirtless Wolf Fandango knows the opposite to be true, because TJ had told him. She's like, don't listen to the rumors, but it wasn't a rumor, because Shirtless Wolf Fandango had got a first-hand account. He was told by the individual involved in it, so it's not like, say, Arion went running up to him at TV and said, guess what I heard, guess what I heard, and told him this rumor. That's not what happened. He was told by a person directly involved in the situation, and that he just couldn't grasp it, just got mad. Like, how dare you come up with this rumor-mongering? And then talking to Nikki, Natty's like, everything's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. But I went to the divorce attorney because TJ hates me and we're getting a divorce now. Which is the opposite. The opposite. And she's bawling her eyes out to poor Nikki. And then, after this long rant, says, oh, I'm perfectly good. Not a thing wrong. I'm perfectly happy. I'm going to do a handspring in this dress, not wearing underwear. Hope you watch. Why did she have to make a specific point to Nikki Bella that she wasn't wearing underwear? What was she trying to accomplish there? The more and more and more we go into this season, the more I wonder for which team Natty plays. Because it's looking like she decided to jump ship. Then, later on, they're in California, and there's Natty just getting breathed down in wine, and the Bella Twins continuing to force drinks into her because they thought it was funny that she's getting in these public spectacles with TJ, is making a fool of herself, is pretty awful. Pretty awful. And when they finished the wedding, there's Natty with a pen, and she's like, I'm just going to cross out my name at this table, and I'll put myself in Eva's dad spot. They won't notice that I've traded places with Eva's dad. No one will notice that. Arion forcing the pen from Natty's hand and running away with it. Running away. And Natty's like, huh. Well, since we're only 10 years old, this is acceptable behavior, I guess. And she goes chasing after Arion, running around, nearly knocking trays of drinks over, almost crashing into these guests. They get to the alcohol stand. And Natty's like, I'll take a glass of that. And then just dumps it on her dress. Right on her dress. That's what Natty did. All right, so who did you have? Well, first of all, I had Natty at my number one liked. Well, we'll get to that later. No, pause. I got to say it now. Well, can't you wait? Don't you have any restraint? Whoa, pause. I don't have any restraint. None at all. I don't know what that means. All right, go ahead. No, I'll tell you later. Okay, we'll go on. Number one on your most hated, who was it? Jonathan Coyle. Jonathan Coyle, but you love Jonathan Coyle almost as much as you love marshmallows. I do love marshmallows because I hate them, but I hated Jonathan Coyle this week because he was on the entire episode and he never ate a single steak. He's putting on suits. He's getting married. He's high-fiving groomsmen, but he's not eating a steak. I hated it. I hated his very presence. I hope he dies a fiery, horrible, painful death for not having eaten a steak in front of me on television. Whom would do that? He exists solely for me to watch him eat on national television. No other reason for him to live at all. I don't care if he lives or dies. Doesn't bother me if he never draws a single breath. His sole existence in life is to eat in front of me on national television, and he failed to do so. All right, I see. Number two this week, I had Brie Bella. Now, Brie Bella, whoa, hey, pause, whoa, pause. I hate Brie Bella as much as I love marshmallows, and I hate marshmallows. All right, go ahead. Brie Bella this week took it upon herself to decide, well, I want myself, Nikki, and Lauren to give birth at the same exact time, the same moment. I've established that earlier. It has to be the same exact moment that we give birth because that's what I want, and I'm Brie Bella, and it has to be this way no matter what anyone else in the world wants. And so when Nikki said that she was fine not being married anymore, didn't care if she ever got married or not, she was past it, didn't bother her anymore, Bree's like, it has to bother you because it bothers me because it wrecks my plan and you can't not get married. And Nikki's like, yeah, I'm not really going to get married. Yeah, I've moved on. It's not a big deal. Like, I want different things from you because you've changed and you made it clear that's fine. So I'm thinking I can change and it's fine. Like, Bree's like, no, you cannot change unless I give you the explicit written permission of Brie Bella. I am allowed to change. You clearly are not because I am Brie Bella. And then Brie Bella spends the entire episode getting Brie draw sober breath the entire episode. Not one. Goes around telling everyone that she meets how her sister's dream in life is to get married, and she's throwing that dream away for a man that shouldn't be associated with her sister because he's robbing her sister of her one and only dream and forcing her against her very will to not get married at gunpoint. And these people are buying it. And she keeps telling people that have no business knowing if her sister's married or not because they're just trying to serve her a glass of wine. But no, Bree's like, you don't understand. This Cena guy has physically forced my sister into this home and won't marry her. And my sister's only dream in life is to get married and have a baby at the exact same moment that I do. That's her only dream. And she, despite what she says under oath, after a lie detector test, clearly wants what I want her to have. That's what went down. That's what went down the whole episode. And it got to the point, I wanted to fly out to California and slap Brie Bella. And then she saw Natty and TJ were having problems. So she's like, oh, maybe I can mock Natty and get her to fight with TJ. That'll be great. That'll help everything. So Brie just keeps egging on Natty. Look, our side of the table has wedding rings and your side doesn't. And just mocking it and making it worse and worse and worse because she knows Natty has the mentality of a 10-year-old and will just throw this horrible temper tantrum in the middle of a public restaurant. That's what happened. And then, of course, going back to our very first episode of Total Dudes that we ever reviewed, the setup for that episode, the infamous breakfast where Brie made sure they went to breakfast, not lunch, it was breakfast because it makes an entirely different scenario. They went to breakfast with John Cena and Brie demanding tequila sunrises with her omelet and bacon and eggs, whatever it is that Brie eats at Henry's restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona, demands John Cena stop seeing her sister. She's like, just throw my sister out on the street, cut her off. I want her to find someone else because you won't marry her. And I want her to get married now because I want a baby on this date and she has to have the baby the same date because that's what Brie wants. Totally interfering, totally inappropriately. They'd had the meeting presumably days, maybe weeks earlier with the Bella family, minus, of course, Nikki. And Bree's like, well, it doesn't matter what Nikki actually wants. This is what I want. And so, nobody thought Well, maybe we should ask Nikki. Maybe Nikki clearly wants this relationship to go forward. Nope. They're like, yeah, whatever Bree wants, that's fine. And of course, when they weren't talking about that, they were talking about wanting to see more of JJ Bella's naked selfies in a mirror. Bree was just obsessed with JJ's naked selfies. Naked selfies of JJ. Hey, the mom's here, the dad's here. They probably want to hear all about their children's naked selfies going back and forth. Extremely weird. It was weirder than last week when Freddie Barry Nelson was telling Eva Marie about how much he and her mother loved to spank each other, apparently. Extremely weird. Now, Song Guy, let me ask you this. This Henry's restaurant, it's there in Phoenix, they said. What do you think that Brie Bella would have ordered? I'm going to guess some sort of omelet. Maybe, let's see. Maybe a spinach omelet. I'll guess a spinach omelet. Huh. All right. I guess I could see a spinach omelet, perhaps. Yeah, I'm going to guess maybe a couple of egg whites over medium. Over medium. Huh. All right. I could see that. Now, I also had Brie on my number one most hated because I love her. More than anything, more than anyone I've ever met in my life, I love Brie Bella. That's why I hate her so. Huh. Alright. Now, she had the audacity, the temerity to go to her sister's boyfriend and say, hey, I think you should break up with my sister because I want my sister to get married and I don't care what my sister says, I want this, so you need to leave her alone, but also if you could maybe keep paying for homes and cars and, I don't know, maybe $100,000 a week for shopping, that'd be great. That garbage can of a human being, that narcissist, actually said those things to John Cena, just wanted him to throw her sister out, tear up the contract they had with the house. You know, in her mind she was thinking, but you still need to pay for everything because my sister has to buy all of my clothes for me because my husband won't let me spend more than $20. It was horrible. Yeah, it was pretty horrible. All right, who else do you have? Number three, I had Eva. All right, she was pretty horrible. All right, go ahead. Now, Eva, apparently, could not organically move Natty and TJ, but she didn't once say, hey, I don't want there to be any stress. I don't want the two of you in an argument at my wedding. I know you're not very mature, so I'd rather you not come to my wedding if you don't think you can handle being in the same place as your husband for a few hours. I'd rather you not go there because I have enough trouble controlling my brothers. She didn't say that. She was just like, huh, well, it's already been made and you just can't erase pencil. Can you? And then she had to ask her mom's permission to change assigned seating. Why do you have to have assigned seating at a wedding? Why can't people sit where they want? Why can't they intermingle? Why can't they socialize? Why not? As long as they got marshmallows, I'll sit anywhere they have at a wedding. anywhere. I don't care who it is. As long as they keep popping marshmallows into my mouth, I'm fine with it. Oh, all right. Do you go to a lot of weddings, Rex? Sometime a couple of weeks just for the marshmallows and the beer. The marshmallows and the beer, they got those two things. I'll crash a wedding. I don't care. I'll sit next to the caterer if I have to, just so I can get those marshmallows and beer. Well, that makes sense. Anyone else on your list? Number three, I had JJ. Now, JJ kept talking about this naked selfie in the mirror, trying to impress not only his wife, but his sister, because he still wants to bang his sister. He's obsessed with banging his sister. He sees nothing wrong with it. It's like, hey, I got these naked selfies. You want to see them, Brie? I'll send them right to your phone. I'll send a couple to you too, Mom, if you'd like. What kind of family is that? What did that dad do to those kids when they were growing up? What kind of trauma would it take for someone to do that? Couldn't stand JJ. All right. So who did you like? Well, number three, I had Cena. I didn't really like anyone on this episode, really, not too much. Very little. Very little in the terms of likability. Everyone was pretty horrible. I picked Cena because he is like, well, if this broad's family is going to cause this much trouble to where they bring me out to breakfast and then they all tell me how they want me to dump their relative so she can marry some other guy with the thought that I'll keep paying for everything. They probably will ask me to pay for the wedding. I'll just walk away. Just cut my losses and walk away. That's fine. So he told Nikki, yeah, I'm holding you down here. I'm the big weight around the ankle. Take off and be free because your family's crazy and I don't want to deal with that. He was smart. He's very smart. I can see that. Now, number three on my list was John the Bella's dad. Oh, okay, I could see that. Go ahead. He was eating. He went to this family meeting, and he wasn't interested if Nikki left John or if his son sent naked pictures to the mom or whatever. He's just there to eat, just sitting there eating his breakfast, enjoying a nice meal. He didn't care about the family business because he barely sees the family. Barely ever sees him, so he didn't care. He just wanted the meal because he knew Kathy Coles would probably pay for it all. He took advantage of his ex-wife. Said, hey, I know I left you for a younger woman, but if you could pay for my breakfast, that'd be great. And she did. Excellent point. Number two, I had Summer. Mainly because I thought it was Summer. Mocked Natty the entire episode. It was comedic gold. Comedic cold. Like the few times Summer was there, she's interacting with Natty, and she's like, oh, no wonder TJ hates you. You're like, oh, well, if you have to sit next to me at this table, then you must be really mad at TJ. And just kept mocking her and mocking her to the point Natty jumped up and ran out of the wedding. Just left. Got in a vehicle and took off. All because of Summer, so I think Summer saved that reception. Not that people probably wanted to be there after they saw Eva Marie lap dancing the dad, but still. Number two on my list, I had Kathy Coles. Because Kathy Coles just didn't care. She's like, I'm just going to sit here at breakfast, look at my phone in case my son sends me naked selfies of himself, and just keep enjoying the breakfast, and I'll just pay the tab for my ex-husband and the daughter-in-law that looks like one of my daughters. I'll just keep doing that. Just enjoy breakfast. I won't say a word. And then when she gets to the scene at breakfast, then she speaks up and she's like, hey, maybe you should let Nikki decide what Nikki wants instead of deciding for her. She's like, it's fine to be caring towards Nikki. It's fine to have an opinion for Nikki. But maybe you shouldn't decide her entire life for her and have her throw away everything that she does want, because it's not what the two of you idiot kids want. Took her long enough to say it, but eventually she said it. And she was eating. Okay. Number one on my list, I had Jason Ayers. Now, they showed a match between Natty and Paige, which went longer than most of the match footage on Total Divas. There he was. Ring that bell, he said. Back it up, Natty, he said, as he backed Natty up to let Paige back in the ring. Fine officiating. Fine officiating. All right. Columbus's own Jason Ayers. Now, Rex, who did you have number one? Number one on my like this week, I had marshmallows. Were there any marshmallows on the show? Nope. Just love marshmallows. Love them. Just wanted to talk about marshmallows. Okay. Anything else we missed? Nope. Nope. All right. Well, I guess we covered the bulk of it, except Eva Marie. I should have said this when I was going over her as my number three. That was the oddest wedding ever devised anywhere. We didn't really cover the actual wedding part. Eva Marie literally said she wanted her dad to see her as he remembered her as a little girl. So she temporarily, for 5 minutes, dyed her hair black because she had black hair as a little girl, and then wore the sluttiest dress she could possibly find to wear, because apparently that would remind her father of what she looked like as a little girl, because apparently she dressed like a streetwalker when she was five. That was the most inappropriate, awkward moment ever on Total Divas or any other television program in the history of television. It got really awkward watching that. She's like, Dad, remember when I was five and I dressed like a whore? Oh, yeah, and look at my hair. It's black again. He's like, just how I remember you, Eva Marie. Let me fondle you in front of these family and friends and assorted guests. And even Natty, who's sitting there like she's one of the caterers next to Eileen. And poor Freddie Barry Nelson, he just kept flirting with his daughter the whole wedding. She'd given him lap dances at the reception and stuff, and just doing weird stuff. They weren't showing Eva and Jonathan. No, no. They weren't the focus of the wedding. Even Freddie Barry Nelson. It's almost as if she was marrying Freddie Barry Nelson, but she let her actual husband, whom she was already married to for like a year, stand at the altar in his place. But really, it was all about Eva and Freddie Barry Nelson, which was odd. Very odd. And with that, I think we have to be done, because it was odd. Very odd. All right. So what have you got going on this week? Well, Friday on Sun Guys Wrestling Show, we have Rugged Rod Price of Global Wrestling Federation fame, USWA fame, Rugged Rod Price on the show. Saturday, I'll be at Project 42 at the El Corazon Nightclub in Seattle. 9 p.m. bell time, I believe. Sunday, I'll be back at NWA Blue Collar, where last week we saw the Honky Tonk Man actually aid his opponents, the Dungeon of Doom, in their win. It was a little bit weird. Little bit weird. Huh, the Honky Tonk Man, you say. Yes, the Honky Tonk Man. Did he do the shake, rattle, and roll? He barely rattled. Just barely rattled. There was definitely 100% no rolling. And I didn't see too much in the terms of shaking. He just barely rattled. Huh. All right. Well, this week, I think I'll drink some beer. Maybe eat some marshmallows, because I love beer and marshmallows. My only dreams in life is drinking beer and eating marshmallows. Could do it all day. In fact, I do during school, because I teach kids how to drink beer and eat marshmallows. That's what I do. People actually pay me to do that. They're a bunch of suckers, but they pay me to teach kids how to drink beer and eat marshmallows. So, join us for next season, season 6, whenever it airs, on the E! Network. Later.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Ba-ba-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-